Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
A little Padre baseball coming your way tonight here on 97.3 The Fan. Padres will host the Colorado Rockies. We're still working on it. It's still a work in progress. That scary music courtesy of the fact that the Rockies always are a pain in the side of the Padres. Hopefully that'll change starting tonight with Nick Pivetta on the mound against Germán Márquez. If you're just tuned in, you want the bad news first or the good news? Let's start with the good news. Okay. We never do that. You know, everybody says, hey, better give me the bad news
first.
Well,
no, I like the bad news first because then I get down, and then the good
you
news
feel
brings me back
I
up.
Know, so I'm going to go the other way on you.
Oh, great, great.
Fernando is in the lineup tonight. He's batting leadoff. He's fine. He's healthy. He's feeling good. Bad news, Jake Cronenworth didn't make it and won't be there for the homestand. Mm-hmm. Jake has a disc.
Let's just say he did make it.
Well, he's probably there, yes, yeah. Right. He didn't get into the lineup. He has a displaced fracture of his rib. Without being a doctor, that tells me that the rib is still in place, but there's a slice in the rib.
I'm not even going to go there.
A hairline fracture, as it were. That's okay. The way I read that.
Surprised it took him almost a week to diagnose this.
Give him credit for going out there and playing in the Oakland series. He got hit with that pitch in Chicago and still played game and a half
yeah.
In Oakland
yeah.
Before he came out. Jake's a tough kid.
Yes.
And they brought it up the other night. I brought it up. He has a hockey background. He played hockey. These hockey guys are crazy, and they're a little tougher than your average bear.
They are.
So good for Jake, but bad for Jake. He will not be back. He's on the 10-day IL now. We won't see him until, hopefully, if he comes back on time next weekend in Houston. That is also when Jackson Merrill will be eligible to return. Mike Schilt provided an update on Yu Darvish today. Not going to tell you anything, but I'll pass along what he said. He's progressing nicely, throwing a little bit. We'll see about the timetable.
We'll hear the actual clip.
You want to play
later,
the actual clip, huh?
Because I got to hear the voice.
Do you think the actual clip's going to provide any more insight than what I just provided? Probably not.
Possibly.
Okay. Well, I'll play the clip then in just a little bit for those who want to hear it. Masters, Justin Rose, first day leader, is the second day leader at -8. Bryson DeChambeau, -7. Rory and Scheffler, both -6, but Scheffler just bogeyed 18.
That is a great bogey.
That's an incredible bogey. They showed a shot of him. He hit his second or third shot.
He hit his tee shot into the bushes on the left.
He was basically lying down on the ground.
He was lying down on the ground.
I don't even know how he swung the club. He was lying down on the ground and punched it out into the fairway.
He did stand up, and he was crouched over, but he hit maybe like a 30 or 40-yard shot back into the fairway. But to get a bogey on that, that's why he's a pro.
Yeah, right. The rest of us, you know what we would do?
7 or 8.
No, we'd pick up the ball and go to the next hole.
No, not me.
Or we'd kick it out into the fairway. We certainly wouldn't lay down and try to hit a shot out of the bushes as he did.
I would look around a little bit. Is anybody looking? Oh, hey, guys, I found my ball.
Winter
Isn't
rules.
Isn't that crazy? It's in the grass.
Winter rules. All right, let's get to, we got some trivia coming up and a chance for you to go to Las Vegas. It's called Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the prize that you are playing for today is a good one. A qualification for the grand prize, 2 tickets to either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera in Las Vegas, plus a 2-night stay at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas and a $150 gift card. Get tickets for all 3 shows now at Ticketmaster.com. Also, if you are a first-time
player,
let us know before you get into it, and you will get that question for free. And here are the rules to Chris versus the Fans. You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win.
I thought we had a particularly solid champion yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Don't recall his name. Eric, maybe? Don't remember. Sorry if you're listening and I don't remember.
I'm very bad at that.
Right. It's hard sometimes. We play the game every day. But whoever it was really good on the first two. They were tough questions. Nailed them both. And then on the third one.
It was Eric.
Very good, Eric. The third one, he didn't get it, but I couldn't get it either. So it was a tough one, and he won the prize. And remember, if you've never played Chris versus the Fans before and you think, well, I'm not great at trivia, you don't really have to be great at trivia. Because you can advance if I miss the question, and that does happen often enough.
It does. All right. Sometimes.
Let's get to it today.
I have one more prize to add to this.
Oh, you're adding.
I wanted to wait because I wanted the people to call without knowing this first.
Okay.
If you win.
Today. Yes.
You will win a pair of tickets to Monday's Padres game against the Cubs. The first 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a free Padres Aloha shirt. Tickets at Padres.com/tickets. I wanted to reward the people for calling in early.
Very good.
Or at least calling in without knowing that they had the Padres-Cubs tickets.
Now
on the
there's
line.
More at stake.
Lots
if you win
more.
Today, you can go to the Padres-Cubs on Monday night.
That's right.
I will be, I'm planning anyway, to be in the stadium for that game as well.
To get the Aloha shirt?
Not necessarily. Oh. I hate to tell you, even though there is one lying over here. Hang on. There we go. Show everybody what you're playing for. Also, a chance to win one of those.
Not that, but you a chance to win tickets to go get one of those.
Go get one of those. Yes. Right.
All right, let's get to our first contestant. Give me a number, Chris. 1 through 6.
I wish I had the old dice. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Dice.
I don't know where that's gone. Let's go with number 5 today.
Number 5, of course.
Not even looking at the board.
The one that I didn't screen because they called him late.
Hello. Mr. Wireless Caller.
Wireless Caller, are you there with the last 2 in your phone number of 94?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
hello,
what's
your name?
You're on.
This is Ryan.
Ryan.
Okay. Calling from Casper, Wyoming.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh,
Ryan.
So Ryan's not going to be able to go to the game, but we will still play.
Hey, I got family out there that I can give the tickets to.
Okay, if you win, we'll talk about that because that can work, okay?
Very good, Ryan.
Here we go.
How are
Ryan.
Things? And how far is Casper from my stomping grounds there in Laramie where I go? Is it far?
About 2.5.
Two and a half hours. Okay.
Casper, how far is that from Cheyenne?
2 hours.
There
okay,
you go,
I used to go to Cheyenne when I was at Colorado
San Diego
State.
Native. First time call or first time player.
First time player.
Okay, Ryan.
Here we go.
Wait, one last thing. I got to ask.
Why?
What are you doing there? You're a San Diego native. Why? What are you doing in Casper?
Chased a girl here in 2003 and not leaving until my kids are old enough.
Fair enough.
Hey.
Fair enough, Ryan. We've all chased girls all over the world. So.
I've done it multiple times. Just haven't ended up in it with
Casper.
Kids or anything.
No. All right, let's go, Ryan. Let's go. Here we go.
Question number two.
Oh, that's right. He's a first-time player.
Last year, Scottie Scheffler was arrested. What state was he arrested in?
Great.
Oh, shoot.
That's a tough one.
Was it Arizona?
It says Arizona.
Zona. All right. Stay right there, though.
Yeah, stay there. I can easily miss this. There are only 49 other guesses available to me, although I'm eliminating Alaska. I'm eliminating Hawaii.
Okay.
We don't have time for me to eliminate them all.
I was
going to say,
yes.
Kentucky? Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan. Please give us a call back and play again. Thank you for calling from Casper, Wyoming.
I won't say I had no idea. I must have had some idea. But I certainly wouldn't have bet money on that being right. Thanks for calling in, Ryan.
It was Kentucky.
Was it a tournament?
It was right before a major. I think it was the PGA Championship at Valhalla.
Yeah.
And he.
That's right. And so Valhalla's in Kentucky?
Yeah, he ran over a cop and...
Yes, he didn't quite run over a cop.
You remember that morning? I woke up and it was Scottie Scheffler has been arrested for striking a police officer with his car.
It was similar to the Tyreek Hill thing last season. You know, remember the first day of the season? Tyreek Hill's lying on the ground somewhere in Miami.
Okay.
Similar thing.
Yes. Let's go. I just remember the news stories of Scottie Scheffler strikes police officer with car.
He struck a guy with a car. He's been arrested.
His mugshot was out before we even woke up.
We thought he was going to be put away for years and years.
He was doing yoga in his jail cell so he could
stay loose.
It's one of the craziest things
I think
ever.
He went out and shot like two under that
day. He did pretty well for being in jail that morning.
Not bad.
All right, let's go to our next contestant, Anoop. What's up, Anoop?
Hey. Not much. Having a great day.
All right, cool. Are you ready to play?
I'm a first-time player.
First-time player! Here we go. Question number two.
Scheffler was arrested, yes, in Louisville, which is where Valhalla is. Okay.
Be careful with this answer, but what did the Arizona State golfer do at Augusta National to get him in trouble yesterday?
Current events question.
I don't know.
You weren't listening.
He shouldn't have.
Well, that's what he did. So
I didn't want to go any further, but you get it right, Anoop.
Yeah, let's not ask him to repeat, but he was correct.
He relieved himself.
He took a whiz, as I like to say.
That's not any better than what Anoop
said.
That is not any better than what Anoop said.
All right. Well, it's correct, so he moves on.
All right, Anoop, here we go. Question number three. You get this right, or Chris gets it wrong. You're going to that Padres game, and you're qualified for the grand prize.
Are you a Padre fan, Anoop, or are you a fan of somebody else? Okay, that'd be good.
Anoop is ready to go.
He's ready.
All right. This question I'm giving, this is not the question. This is just the background on the question. The answer to this happened in the last 10 years. I'm giving you a time frame, okay?
Okay.
What pitcher is the fourth youngest Padres player to have hit a home run in the history of the franchise? And this home run happened in the last 10 years. What pitcher on the Padres in the last 10 years is the fourth youngest Padre to ever homer in a game for the Padres?
Okay.
Oh, my God. I don't... Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fourth youngest. I'm going to lose this, huh? Oh, man.
No, because Chris has to know. You should be happy when he asks crazy questions like this, because I don't usually know them, so... You can take a guess, or you can just pass to me if you like. It's up to you.
I'll take a guess. It's wrong. No, I'll pass.
Okay, he's going to pass. Right, all right. And good job, Anoop.
All right, so this is the fourth youngest pitcher, fourth youngest player ever
to hit a home run as a Padre.
I hope I don't break Anoop's heart with this.
You better not.
Daniel Camarena?
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
It's not right. Very good, Anoop.
Nice
you,
uh,
hang
job.
On the line.
I love a Newt.
You have won there. Who won? Who was it?
Stay there, Newt. It was. You're going to kick yourself for this.
Why?
21-year-old Ryan Weathers homered against the Miami Marlins. Dead center.
Not going to kick myself at all for that. I don't recall it. So I do recall Camarena. Very good, Anoop. Stay on the line. You have won not only a chance to go to Las Vegas, but you will be going to the Padre game on Monday night. You'll get the Aloha shirt.
Yeah.
We'll get a check of traffic, and then more Gwen and
wait,
Chris.
Give me a second to delete the rest of these. Do, do, do.
Coming up shortly.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
But Anoop is on his way to the Padre game Monday night. I like that. We're on our way, Scrape, you and I, tomorrow night. And I'm not trying to, we're lucky sometimes, you know, being in the high-profile celebrity position that we are in.
That's how I describe it all the time,
right,
Chris.
I know. People ask me, and I go, yes, I'm a high-profile.
I'm a high-profile celebrity.
Yes.
So.
Well, tomorrow night, because of that status, the Padres have invited you and I and many others here at the building down to Petco Park to take in the ball game in the brand new entertainment suite.
I'm excited for this.
I am too. It sounds actually a little too posh for me. And if it is for me, then it certainly would be for you as well.
I can clean up pretty well.
You're going to try to clean up? Okay.
Yes.
You know what? I probably will, because Lori won't let me out if I don't clean up.
But, you can't wear your Bulls shirt.
Can't wear my my Bulls tank top. We'll be there tomorrow night down in the entertainment suite, which is, you know, we're very lucky to get to do it. We're excited to buy it. And we're going to get to sample some of the food. So we'll tell you all about it on Monday so that you can live a little bit vicariously through us. Normally, we live vicariously through all of you anyway, we're going to go tomorrow night. Looking forward to that tomorrow.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at Matt Scraby, M-A-T-T-S-K-R-A-B, as in boy, Y, and I'll put up pictures.
You'll put up a lot of pictures. I will do some social media as well for my 12 or 13 followers.
You have more followers than I do.
I know, but I'm just... anyway, that's coming up for us this weekend. You got anything else? It's Passover this weekend, Scrabe. I know our boss, Adam Klug, will be dining on some gefilte fish on Sunday and other fine items. He said he didn't like gefilte fish.
Actually,
happy Passover to everyone out there.
I'm doing double Padre game this week.
Oh, you're going to go to another one?
Because our biggest fan, Rod, he hit the biggest fan game is on Sunday, and he invited me into the suite.
Oh, you're one of the people in the suite.
Well, I'm going to go and try to like get some audio from players beforehand, so I'm going to go up and stop by. I didn't want to take a ticket, but okay. I'm going to be there anyway, so of course I want to go up and say hi to all the Scrabinators.
A lot of Scrabinators will be there, but in all due respect, the Odyssey Palace Suite, probably a step down from the Entertainment Suite, so
yeah.
I hope you're okay with that.
But hey, I'm definitely okay with that.
Apparently,
they still have a bathroom in the suite, which is all that
apparently,
I care about.
Apparently, Scraby needs to be in a suite if he's going to go to a ball game.
That is not true.
You can't rough it like
suite
the rest of us.
Or the press box.
Yeah, there you go, or the press box.
There was a big... I'm not able to actually say everything about this, but the Scrabinator game coming up on May 12th, I have secured food.
Oh,
for free.
Really?
So I got to make sure that we have all the ducks in a row before I announce it. But if you haven't signed up yet, go to 973thefansd.com and click on the contest page. You'll find the Scrabinator game sign up. And basically what that is, you sign up. I randomly pick 20 other listeners, and we go to a game together in the Odyssey suite. And that's May 12th.
I wasn't invited, but I will now invite myself to join you.
Oh,
since there's free food that day.
I think I've already given out all the tickets, Chris.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'll be there and you won't, because the people would rather see me.
Well, you do have your press pass. I can't stop you.
Yes, that's right. A couple of quick things to tidy up. In the countdown today, we mentioned the Detroit Lions 2008, 0-16, one of the worst teams of all time. We did try to, off the top of our heads, name the coach of that fine squad.
Oh, yes.
And we didn't get it right.
Well, we shouldn't know who it is.
We said Jim Caldwell. We said Jim Schwartz, I think his name is. The actual coach was Rod Marinelli. I think we all kind of remember him. He wasn't around long.
Nope.
The general manager of that club, Matt Millen.
I remember him being the general manager of the Lions for about 15 years too long.
Yeah, he was fired after week 3 of that season. Actually, but the team he put together never did figure it out.
And guess what? They started 4-0 in the preseason that year.
Well, there you go. We know that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
The Lions' 0-16 season included only 6 games that were decided by less than double figures. So they're pretty much blown out all season long.
How can you have a team with Calvin Johnson on it and not win at least one game? Johnson is good enough for one win.
Because 7 starts were made by Dan Orlovsky. That's how
is that why Calvin Johnson retired?
That's how you answer that question, Scrabe. Although the other, the other 9 games were started by Dante Culpepper and John Kitna. So there really is no good excuse for Calvin Johnson there. All right, that was weird. I was on the page just disappeared from my computer. One other thing to clean up. Scottie Scheffler finished -5 today, and he's 3 shots off the lead. Last year he got arrested, as you said, before the PGA.
Yes.
We said, what did he go out and shoot that day he was arrested? 67, Scraby. He was 5 under the day he was arrested.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
That is absolutely... I was really impressed with... because the Masters always have these really old guys play because they win and then you can play for the rest of eternity.
Right.
And I was really impressed by Fred Couples on day one. I can't remember exactly what
he holed out on 14, and he shot a -1.
Yeah, so he
didn't
Fred
quite
Couples,
make the cut. He finished a +3 today. So he
just
missed the cut.
That's still pretty good, I got to say.
He's 67 years old, I believe.
You got Bernhard Langer. He's out there. You got Jose Maria Olazabal. Mm-hmm. He's out there. And then you got El Pato. Do you know who El Pato is?
I got to look down the list. No, I don't.
Angel Cabrera. Now,
Angel.
He's
Angel finished plus 11. He struggled.
He just got out of prison last year. An Argentinian prison.
My goodness.
Yes.
What did he do there?
Well, he's from Argentina.
Okay, but what did he... Because you're from Argentina doesn't mean you should
exactly
be in prison.
I don't exactly know what he did, but he did go to prison. He just got out, and it's very controversial that they let him back.
Nick Dunlap, an American, shot 18 over yesterday, came back today, and shot 1 under.
Is he an amateur?
No. He's a pro.
18 over? That means he shot a 90?
Yesterday. Today, shot 71. I got to give him a little credit for that.
I do, too.
Like, he could have just not even shown up today.
Totally.
And he went out there and shot 71. Not bad. He finished last, but neither here nor there. Big Five is next. Gwen and Chris rolls on.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
When it comes to jazz music, I have very little knowledge.
Same. Me too.
I did enjoy growing up with going to Padres games, whoever it was that did, hi-dee, 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 hi, and the whole crowd would then repeat,
ho-dee, 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 ho, hee-dee, 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 hee, hi-dee, 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 ho.
Thank you.
Hi-dee, 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 hi.
Is that jazz?
Isn't that kind of jazz?
Listen to Ben and Woods weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan.
Just to answer their question, that is Cab Calloway, and that song debuted in Blues Brothers. I don't know if they recall that.
That is ridiculous.
What?
I said that is ridiculous. You know that.
Just trying to help him out. Chris Ello here. Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. I'm trying to help you out by getting you hooked up with Spiro's here. Coronado and La Jolla, fantastic Greek. That 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why our recruiters' expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates that you want at Robert Half. We know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Takes a lot of talent to put together a Big Five every day. Let's enjoy today's version after we check traffic.
Traffic not in?
Or not.
And we will check traffic after said Big Five, but you got to give me a second now because I was waiting for traffic and traffic didn't come in. And
everybody gets the behind the scenes look at the intricacies that put this show together.
Chris didn't hear me say, traffic's not ready.
No, I did not.
It's okay because I said it kind of low and you already had your headphones. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm getting it going. All right. You ready, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm right here.
Here we go.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got a lot going on in the Big Five today, and there was a scenario yesterday. We're going to jump right into it. There was a scenario yesterday that I wanted to present during the roundtable, but we didn't get a chance.
Number five.
So I'm going to present it today. We talked about Schilt Ball a lot on the roundtable and the station as a whole, and I'm trying to gauge how aggressive you think the Padres should be. Last year, I think Chris is going to remember this. I believe Tony will remember it too. Fernando hit a ball into the left center gap, and the left fielder was kind of lollygagging a bit towards the ball. And Fernando saw it, went for second. Ultimately, he was called out at second because the left fielder recovered in time. I'm not saying to do this all the time, but Chris, under this new aggressive base running style that the Padres are doing, would you be okay with Fernando trying to take second in a similar situation?
Well, I don't know the situation. You didn't tell me what the situation was.
I can't find it. I can't find the game. I clicked through like at least 40 or 50 games.
So
can't find it.
You're saying he got thrown out trying for second. If he did and they were down six runs, then it's a terrible play.
It was like one of the to lead off the game type of things.
Yeah. If you're leading off the game, you're trying to set the tone. I don't have a problem with it.
It's not what you said last year.
I'm pretty sure it is. I don't change my tune on aggressive base running. I think you are always aggressive when the situation calls for it. We've gone over this as many times as I can think of. If you think you can get to third with one out, that's a smart play. If you think you can lead off an inning with a double, that's a smart play. If you're trying to score from second on a two-out hit, that's a smart play. Getting thrown out to lead off an inning when you're down by six is not a smart play. Aggressive base running isn't always about the actual base running itself. It's about taking advantage of it at the right situation at the right time. But I think you should be as aggressive as you can in situations that call for it. I will never, ever be upset, unless a runner's thrown out by 15 feet and they just made a really dumb move. But if the other team needs to make a really good play to get you out, then that's a good aggressive base running play. And I think that's what the Padres should and will keep doing.
Tony, what do you think about Fernando trying to take second?
I think it's weird talking about something that happened last year because I think that it's not a new aggressive style. I think they've just gotten better at it after doing it all of last year. And so I guess I don't have a... If I'm answering that question as if it had happened this year, I don't have a problem with it. This is a part of who they are offensively. I think they have found their kind of sweet spot. They're going to still get thrown out from time to time, but most of the time that aggression is going to benefit them, I believe.
Let me add one quick thing to this. The early season is shown us that the Padres are not relying on the home run, right? They're not sitting back waiting for a three-run homer. They haven't even hit a three-run homer yet. It's different to me if you are a team that relies on home runs. Then you don't want base runners thrown out. because when those home runs come, you want people on base. But, you know, until further notice, the Padres definitely have to keep pushing it. And, you know, Manny's going to hit his home runs. Fernando's going to hit his home runs. I don't think the Padres are going to stay at the bottom half of home runs all season. But that's where they are right now. So they have to continue to push the envelope.
All right. If a listener remembers what game it was last year, let me know, because I've Googled every single term that I can think of to try to find this, and I cannot find it.
So. All right.
All right. Number four. Tennessee quarterback, now bear with me on his last name, because I've been practicing this. Tennessee quarterback Nico Iwamaliava.
Sounds good to me.
Did not attend practice today, according to a program source familiar with the situation, raising questions about his future with the Tennessee Volunteers less than a week before the spring transfer portal window opens. Now, he's heading into his third season at Tennessee, second as the starter. And this was to be the last season of his original four-year, $8 million deal, which was set to pay him $2.2 million this year.
His NIL deal? Or
yes, he's in a contract dispute.
Oh, okay.
The market for starting quarterbacks has gone up, and former Georgia quarterback Carson Beck received a deal reportedly worth $4 million to transfer to Miami. And if Iwamaliava were to enter the transfer portal, he would only be immediately eligible to play at a school outside the SEC. There's lots of rules, and I don't want to go into it. The NCAA did tweak its transfer rules to allow undergraduates to transfer without penalty, although the SEC still has conference rules that's more restrictive, blah, 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 blah. Tony, do you have any issues with this Mr. Nico Iwamaliava sitting out for a contract dispute?
No, I don't. I think ultimately, you know, this is a part of the new wave. I would love for him to not do it, but at the same time, he might not be one of these dudes that's going to go to the NFL. And if that is the case, I mean, I didn't even know who this was until you just started bringing him up. So, listen, if he's not an NFL prospect, and I preference that not knowing, right? If he's not, I don't mind him trying to make as much as he possibly can before the lights turn out on his football career. He's getting paid a good amount of money right now.
2.2 mil.
But yes, what is it? Today's price, yesterday's price is not today's price, is what he's basically telling you. And he just saw, now if he's willing to transfer and go outside and follow all the guidelines that the SEC puts out there, I guess I don't have a problem with it, man. Coaches do it literally all the time. So.
So contract dispute in college sports. Chris.
Well, here a couple of things. One, Tony's right. And we see this in pro sports. As soon as somebody signs a contract and then a year goes by and people sign a higher contract, the first person says, well, wait a minute, I should be getting that. And we always wonder, you know, well, you really ought to honor your contract. So there is that, I would say. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, I think this guy is a tremendous kid. And I'm telling you that he's not telling you the real reason that he wants to sit out a year. He wants to sit out a year to get his studies in order. He wants to start going to class again.
He's
going to
get his PhD.
Right. He wants to get all of his academics lined up so that next year, you know, he'll be ahead of the game and then he can really focus on football. Hey, this is the, I mean, honestly, I'm bringing this up for a laugh. Because does anybody even, like, you know, I don't know, major college football players, does any of them, is class and your education, does it even remotely enter into it anymore? I don't think it does, or at least the
appearance. Well, Cooper Flagg got 4.0.
The appearance is that it doesn't enter into it anymore. So, there's that.
I mean, some of these dudes are transferring, graduate transfers.
Yeah,
right?
That's might be a different thing, right?
If there's some cases, for sure.
Yeah,
but you know, it's a good question though. I think it's a fair question. How much does education matter in our society today? Right, like it seems like more and more people are poo-pooing a college degree.
You can get a good job without a college degree just as well as you can with one. In a lot of instances.
Right, and so that's all of that. It's just a good question, Chris. It's a good question.
Oh, okay.
Scraby doesn't like this. I mean, did you want an opinion on this?
I was going to say, I don't want an opinion on it, but since you asked, Chris, we are creating some entitled people in this world where, oh, Carson Beck, I'm on his level. I can get $4 million. Just take your $2.2 million and move on. God, it bothers me so much that because you could throw a football better than other people, you're able to do whatever the heck you want in college. You know how hard it is for some people to get accepted to some of these colleges? And these guys are just going all around willy-nilly like, oh, well, I may go here this year. Oh, I just got an offer from Harvard because I'm so smart. Not. This
Sorry.
Really bothers me.
Sorry, I
asked. It's really, really, really bothers
Actually,
me.
Actually, I'm not sorry I asked. It was worth it.
It's not even the quarterback himself.
In his own anger for
it's not even the quarterback himself. It's the situation that we're talking about. Don't call it college sports anymore if it's not college sports. It's not.
Let me ask you a question, Scraves. You're standing on this hill right now.
That was my feet.
If tonight they said, you know what, we are no longer going to call it college sports,
then don't make him go to class. Don't make him do anything like that. That's exactly what's happening.
That would all of a sudden make you have a different opinion about all of this if they just simply just change the name.
Because you know what? When I went to college, I had to go to class, or else I got put on the academic probation list. Listen, and almost got kicked out of college. I don't care that someone can play a sport better than me.
Scrape, they still have to go to class, man.
Are they though?
Are they not though?
I guess we can't. I can't prove that, but we all know. Exactly. We all know what's happening. Chris alluded to it in his answer.
We all know. You think you know what's happening?
Moving forward.
Number three.
Braves right-hander Spencer Strider struck out 13 batters. I don't know why this story bothered me. When I read it this morning, I was like, I was seething at where we're at in society.
Let's go back to number four.
Number three.
Really, I don't think we can do number three.
Why?
I think number four, we ought to carry on with the conversation.
No. I'm going to get myself in trouble. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
I don't believe you're done here.
I'm done.
All right.
For now.
Braves right-hander Spencer Strider struck out 13 batters in 5 1/3 innings in his latest minor league rehab start with AAA Gwinnett yesterday.
Yeah, right? It's a tough day.
He allowed one run and threw 90 pitches in a 6-1 win over the Norfolk Tides, which is a Baltimore Orioles affiliate. Strider has surrendered two runs and struck out 27 batters in 13 2/3 innings in three rehab starts, gradually building up his pitch count. Chris, if we can't take anything from spring training, can we take anything from rehab starts?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I do. I think they're a little different. I mean, spring training guys are working on things. I'm sure he's probably trying to work on a few things, but mostly he's just trying to show that, you know, his arm is back and he can throw, you know, mostly with the velocity that made him one of the best strikeout pitchers in baseball prior to his injury. It seems like he's proven that not only to himself, but probably to the Braves and the rest of Major League Baseball. I can take a lot from these starts. It means something. To go out there and wipe out these guys in the manner with which he's doing it. You mentioned, what'd you say, 13 innings or something?
No, he struck out
13 punchies.
13 batters in 5 1/3, but he had 27 strikeouts and 13
All right,
and two-thirds.
So 13 and two-thirds is 41 outs, and he's got 27 strikeouts. I'd say he's ready to go.
That would have taken me 4.5 years to figure out how many outs that was.
I mean, he's basically striking everyone out, so I think the Braves, who could use a little help right now, ought to get him back as soon as they can.
All right, Tony, if we can't take anything from spring training, can we take stuff from rehab starts?
I mean, it's not that you can't take things from spring training. You just can't take the things that most people want to take away, which is the numbers, right? I don't think you could take away the numbers, but you could take away how it looked.
Right.
What it look like and what that produced. So, I mean, in this case, he seems to be quite ready, and the Braves certainly could use his help right now.
So could my fantasy team.
Number two.
Former Toreros quarterback Josh Johnson has had quite the journey in the NFL, one which will continue with an organization he's already been a part of. The veteran quarterback is signing with the Commanders. This is going to be his second stint with the team and his season of professional football. Tony, what do you think about Josh Johnson's 18-year career?
Like, I think it's remarkable. I mean, Josh Johnson was not a high round draft pick. And he plays a position that, you know, there are only so many of those jobs out there. And he has consistently been one of those guys who's been able to hold it. And when they've asked him to come in and, you know, at least hold his own, he's been able to do that. He's been a good backup. He's been a quality backup, I think. And so you don't get to do it 18 years unless you're doing something right, especially at the NFL level where they're constantly looking for, you know, the next best thing out there. And so I think it's pretty cool, man. It's a long time to play in the NFL, and he's gotten to do it from a starting at a spot that, you know, I can't say there's probably a lot of guys who've been able to do it.
Chris, what do you think about Josh Johnson's career?
Well, first of all, you know, I like Josh Johnson a lot because 19 years ago, I called his games when he was the quarterback at USD.
All right.
And he threw 42 touchdown passes and one interception. And he ran circles around the Division II opponents that he was playing and led USD to, a one-loss season. And so I was excited for, you know, could this guy play at the next level? Because you never know about a Division II quarterback. And he felt he could. And I think he's proven that, right? I mean, the fact that he hasn't been a Hall of Fame starter for 19 years, but he has been in the NFL for 19 years. Not too many guys can say it. So sure. I think it's been an incredible career. You know, to come from where he did, drafted where he was, he had no guarantees. And he still doesn't have any. And yet he's obviously doing enough to catch the eye of a team and, you know, who want to keep him employed. He also has to learn a different offense every 10 months.
Well, he already knows, like, literally every offense in
the
league.
But you know what I mean? Every time you go to a new team, that's a whole new playbook. So, yeah, let's give him his due. Unfortunately for you, and maybe for him to a lesser extent.
For
you
know, who? His, me?
For you. His highest profile moment was when he came in the championship game with the 49ers. But by that time, you know, he was...
He didn't really have a shot.
No. He was being fed to the wolves, basically.
He was, at that point,
in that game, so...
Yeah, that was... I when he came in, I was like, all right, I'm getting behind him. Let's go, Josh Johnson.
Yeah.
And the Eagles are just too good.
It also tells me one last thing. I can't tell you how dominant this guy was, right, at USD, and the stats back it up. And for him to go to the NFL and he can't even start a game, that tells me how good those guys must be.
Hey, it's like the reminder of the people who, like, trash talk the bench players on the NBA. Like,
yes, 10, right.
14, 15. Those dudes would walk into an open court gym and would never miss a shot.
Right.
Ever.
It would be a joke.
It would be a joke.
My dad used to play, he played college basketball, but when I was little, he used to play against Chris Mullin, and he always thought that he was like a good basketball player until he played against Chris Mullin.
Walked in there.
And he's like, oh, okay. He also played against Isaiah Thomas in college, and he goes, that was another moment I realized that guy is way better than
me. There's some levels out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Number one.
Apparently, the A's stadium is on its way to having shovels in the ground by June of this year, according to the A's. There is still some opposition to it, but the city council did what they needed to do to push it forward, and the opposition group attempted to place a question on the ballot last November to repeal the financing plan, but the Nevada Supreme Court blocked it, and they indicated, this opposition group, that they may try it again in 2026, and he asked a pretty good question, I think. Quote, why is it easier to pass a bill for a stadium than it is to pass a plan to fully fund our schools? End quote. The group also stated that this has already cost taxpayers $36 million and they haven't done one thing to the grounds yet. Blah, 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 blah. Supporters of the public financing argue that this is a sound investment, predicting that the state will eventually earn more tax revenue than it sacrifices in tax breaks.
No good.
Chris,
yes,
I felt like all that was necessary. Are shovels in the ground by July 1st for the A's in Las Vegas?
Number one, I think it was a good question about, you know, how easy it is to seemingly pass, you know, measures to get a stadium everywhere but in San Diego.
I was just about
right.
To say
I mean,
that.
We can't do it, so maybe it's not that easy. And it does seem crazy that our priorities are what they are sometimes when it comes to education,
facts.
But let's also point out the inequities between how much teams make and how much teachers make. This is something we're probably never going to actually be able to change, even though a lot of us would like to see it happen. Secondly, if the A's are saying it, who's not to believe the A's? And John Fisher,
truth tellers right there.
Right. I mean, I don't know if any of it, you know, honestly, until I'm in Las Vegas and I drive by the location and I see something happening, I'm really not going to believe it's going to happen yet in Las Vegas, even though they say it will. I need to see a shovel somewhere.
John Fisher is like Abraham Lincoln. He has never told a lie.
I'm sure.
Tony, do you think shovels are in the ground by July 1st?
I do. I do think it. I think it happens. I think there seems to be a different type of urgency that has taken place with the Athletics.
Maybe because they've played a few games in this new stadium and no one likes it.
I'm sure playing in the new stadium has kind of made them realize it. But even before they played a game, it just seemed like Major League Baseball is like kind of.
At this point, Major League Baseball is going to have to step in and have them move, right? Can't just leave them in Sacramento for the next 20 years.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They've already said that this is happening in 28. They will be moving. It's going to be those shovels. So I think those shovels will be in the ground because they need to be out. At a certain time.
They're getting kicked out of their place. They're getting evicted in a couple years. It's just John Fisher shoveling dirt back into the hole.
He is quite the guy.
All right. I don't know why I find this topic so fun, but I asked someone who lives in Vegas, who's one of my friends, and I asked about the whole A situation. He was like, I don't understand why people are so mad. We live in the entertainment city of Nevada. Like, isn't that what we're here for, is to entertain?
I think there's also a chance, too, Scraby, that if Las Vegas doesn't work out, they can always go back to your favorite stadium, the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
Oh, my goodness. Someone posted that clip on Twitter yesterday of me just falling flat on my joke. And
Someone posted it?
Yeah, I have fourth hand embarrassment for myself on that thing. That's brutal. The actual in unison look when Ben goes to me and then you guys just staring at me is one of the worst things that I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we have more Padres to talk about. We also had a visit with Alec Jacob. That's on the other side on 97.3 The Fan.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.